This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
Good evening. You are listening to Family Matters. My name is Michelle. I'm joined tonight by my lovely co-host, Gina, who's frantically staring at the computer.
Oh, lovely producer, isn't she?
Yeah, she is awesome. And, and also, you know what's funny? I always think of you as the token on our message.
Token
there.
Twink. I can know where you're going to
you.
It. Just say it out loud.
He's the token twink. Anyway, so welcome, Dave. How are you?
I'm very good,
think of you as also Uncle Dave. I don't know why.
I am Uncle Dave.
You are Uncle Dave.
Family, and I always think of you as Mama Mish.
I am Mama Mish.
Just because you're so motherly and you look after us. You look after me particularly, and I'm thankful for that.
And everyone else takes care of me when I press the wrong buttons in the studio as I sing.
That's all part of the fun, Gina.
If only you could see what I get up to when I'm in here.
Well, and as we came in, I saw you with your lovely top on. You look like Admiral Kirk from Star Trek walking around. I just want to go, Admiral.
Because I've got the whole shoulder pad thing going on.
The shawl across the front.
Lesbian with shoulder
pads. And with
pads,
the spring carnival on its way, I think I look like a horse trainer.
You do.
With my little vest.
It's very nice, though.
Thank you.
I actually put some effort in tonight for y'all, see? Look a bit.
Always looking good, Mish.
Yes, I know. I try. And most mamas, you know, we after a while with the kids, we just get wore down. I said, no, I got to look good for the team tonight. So.
Well, we did miss you last week. It was a bit of an entertaining week. We even made it onto a live Facebook broadcast. And because I was flapping my arms, it's probably why I haven't turned the video on yet. The next traffic.
I did feel missed out on that one. I was like, oh, they're getting all technical and I'm not there.
Yeah, well, the word on the streets, we've got a big show coming up.
We do have a big show coming up. There's something that's happened in Victoria that we're going to be covering today.
Definitely.
But we'll be getting onto that really soon. And I really want people to send in messages. And I think we've already said on our Facebook page, we're going to have Felicity Marlowe from Rainbow Families Victoria coming in to talk to us tonight. So are they going to reach us if they want to ask any questions or send some messages of support?
Well, they can get us on joy.org.au/family matters. But it's more importantly, to get us on Facebook. Which is facebook.com/family matters on Joy.
How about Twitter? It's Family Matters 94.
Or you can email us on familymatters@joy.org.au. Now, I think live. We want live. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. So we're going to go SMS 0427-JOY949. Or you can email us on air at joy.org.au.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
That was an original from One Direction,
what?
Isn't it?
What? I'm sorry. There's definitely showing a age difference between both of us here.
Have you not heard of Blondie?
What, is that hair color?
Blondie. Seriously, David. No.
Can I finish what I'm trying to say? It's an original from One Direction.
Yeah, but this is...
We are showing our age.
Yes, we are. Definitely.
Okay. Absolutely.
Clearly, I am a mama Mish.
Now, Michelle, I heard your family, your beautiful family, has expanded in the last couple of days.
Yes, I have recently adopted a beautiful girl, and she's just gorgeous. She's big. And she's a greyhound.
Oh.
She's an ex-racer. I got her from the safety net. I've taken over the foster care. And now I'm going to be then adopting her fully. And this is funny. My children actually...
Is it hard to leave for work every day? I've got a furry baby, as you all might know. My furry baby is Ripley. I absolutely adore her. Yes, she was named after Sigourney Weaver from Aliens.
Believe it or not.
Well, you sound older when you say Ripley's Believe It or Not. But no, it's Sigourney Weaver from Aliens. Unfortunately, my little girl is not as brave as Sigourney Weaver from Aliens.
He doesn't do the Blondie thing, but definitely knows Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Exactly. Or Talented Mr. Ripley. quadruply as
my housemate's dog is the most spoiled dog going around.
That's
when she orders takeaway in, she orders a steak and vegetables for the dog.
No way.
And then we cut up his steak and put in his dog bowl for him. He's the most. He has the TV left on him during the day for him to watch. He's just the most spoiled dog.
Oh,
they deserve to be spoiled.
They do.
She didn't have a racing name, but they named her Tina, and so she's stuck now with just Tina as it is. So I'm talking about Tina this and Tina that, and they're like, "Are you dating somebody?" I'm like,
"Is she Greek?"
No. But it's like when she crawls in bed, we like spoon, you know. Then my kids crawled into my, because I had the kids over the weekend.
Yeah.
And they came and crawled in bed with me. Tina wasn't happy. "What are you doing in my bed?" Pretty much is what she was saying. And I had to basically tell her to go just shut up and go sit down. And they get cuddles before you.
It is. Look, dogs are absolutely awesome.
Oh,
and,
amazing.
You know, I don't have kids of my own, but my fur baby, as I said on when I was away and missed the first week.
That's right.
My parents were babysitting my dog. And I love that my parents I've grown up where they do not let a dog in the house. But when it comes to my dog, not only was she allowed in the house, she got to sleep in the living room with a nightlight. Like they didn't even go, like my parents go away fishing every weekend and all that because they won't buy any fish, they'll go catch it themselves. But they didn't even go away because the dog was there and they didn't want to go out to the shops and without someone being home with her.
We're going to have to probably do like a fur baby special on Facebook
Hell
and stuff.
Yeah.
I need to show photos of my ex and our kid. Like we had, before we had our kids, we had two dogs and we had ducky pajamas on our Cocker Spaniel. I cannot wait to buy my dog pajamas now.
Oh, my dog's got pajamas. He's got a winter coat, summer coat, pajamas.
If you get a little bit confused tonight, you are listening to Family Matters.
He's fur baby.
You're not listening to our Pets Out Loud on Saturday afternoons.
But you should.
Exactly, you should.
It just shows that dogs really are part of the family.
They are.
Absolutely.
Come in all shapes and sizes, and that's what tonight's show is all about.
Damn it, Dave.
It does.
Dogs are people too.
Yes, correct.
And they're not for life, they're for Christmas. No.
No.
That awful line
from,
that's
horrible.
From Bubbles, from Absolutely Fabulous. But I love that you adopted a dog. And is this the people we see out at Midsummer?
I think they're one of them.
The adopted greyhound team?
It's a great thing to do. And there's so many greyhounds now, especially in New South Wales, that are going to be homeless now. So it's just that you do have to get special tags and everything for them to make them like reintroduce in society. But oh my God, she's like a big kid.
We need to get some hashtag going in now to adopt a greyhound. Can we maybe text in a nice little sneaky hashtag?
We should.
Well, we have had a message in from, and you might have noticed tonight that Beck wasn't at Stand Up Straight.
No, she wasn't
in here today. We do need to let our legal eagle rest occasionally.
We love you, Beck.
And I promised I won't play any Tay Tay till she's here in the studio so that she can groove to it. So we look forward to that. But she has sent a message in saying she hopes we don't miss her too much and that Dave behaves.
I didn't even know she was even gone.
There you go, Beck.
No, clearly, I do love Beck and she
Dave
knows
Dave behaving. Absolutely Dave behaving. Michelle, do we have another message there as well?
Yeah, what's this one? Love, Michelle. First time listening in. And new co-worker with Michelle. Going to move mountains. As always, stoked to hear opinions and ideas from an awesome team. Thank you so much.
Dave, do you want to take Michelle's phone off her so she doesn't send her own message?
Hey, baby.
I love it how we've talked about dogs in families. We've talked adoptions.
Yes. We're going to be talking a lot more about it.
We are just linking in, but you just don't know what's coming on.
No.
It's all going to make sense to you by the end of the hour, we hope.
Of course it will. Absolutely.
But of course.
We're just going to somehow tie in a road trip now and we've got covered all the bases.
Oh, God.
Yes, we are going to be talking about a road trip. I was never good on road trips. I used to get a little car sick.
So did I. Yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, I remember going and buying like 25-cent comic books and reading and like laying on the floor of the minivan while we're traveling across the U.S. But my kids don't handle so well going long trips. My kids end up like vomiting everywhere. Last time I did a big trip with one of my kids, my oldest actually went and vomited halfway through. I ended up finding some weird shop that had some like secondhand clothes. Got her back in the car, start driving a little bit longer, vomited again on the side of the road. Like, it was just, I'm like, I couldn't turn around. I was already nearly there. And I'm like, look at my kid going, I'm so sorry.
But I know when I was young, like my niece and nephew now, when they go on road trips, they've got the TV screen on the back of the seats. They've got all this entertainment. We just got seatbelts in my dad's Valiant when we would go on road trips.
Yeah.
And in the hot summer sun, again, we would go fishing because that's all we would do. And we'd drive out to these long drives. drives, and of course Dad's Valiant in the blaring sun, so then you'd get on the vinyl seats and the metal seatbelt that, you know, you'd end up with welts from that sort of stuff.
It's like a branding.
It was.
Well, I'm a baby of three boys, and road trips are disastrous if you're the youngest. I can tell you that, right? You're bullied and picked on for hours on end.
I was the oldest, I know.
You got nowhere to escape. So I was about to say, that game Corners, that is deadly for younger brothers.
Corners?
What's
corners? You know,
corners
when you go around the corner and you all sort of lean one way and squash.
Oh, okay. I never knew it was called.
This is almost touching you thing. You know where you're like, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you.
You're touching me.
Well, we'll be back soon on Family Matters with someone who is going to be having a lot of those kind of car games. In fact, we might even have to come up with some car games.
We should.
Yeah. Or like soundproof booths for our coming guests.
Hopefully she'll know about the game corner.
She might. Back in a sec.
You're listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David and Beck. Joy 94.9.
And tonight it is Gina, Michelle and myself, David.
Was that you giggling?
Joy, it was. To all your old jokes that you guys are breaking tonight.
Absolutely.
Now this is the time where we groove into our interview.
No. It's no longer about us.
No.
Tonight, now it's about you, Felicity. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
No, I did scare Felicity. I said, Felicity, I'm gonna go and actually read something you wrote about yourself. No, she's afraid. Somehow Dave said it was from 91, but not really. Now, Felicity, you say that you are an ideas person with a natural inclination towards building alliances and networks. A strategic thinker and natural problem solver with extensive experience of group facilitation. You work well with teams as well as autonomously. So is that going to work well in the car ride?
Yeah.
Bringing my enthusiasm, creativity, and product management skills to both my advocacy and workplaces. A lifelong activist, having been involved in community-based campaigns across a range of social justice, human rights, and feminist issues, including access to education, international solidarity, trade union, East Timor, I'm curious about that. Anti-war, anti-globalism, many more recent for product reproductive freedom, access to adoption and equality for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, and queer people and our children and families, and a partridge in a pear tree.
And that there was our interview with Felicity.
What a long CV.
Wow.
I know. Do I get a job?
Very impressive.
I would give you a job, but no, I'm not that important in my workplace.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Good old LinkedIn.
Just love it.
All your socialist background.
It's so serious, LinkedIn.
It's full on.
I needed somebody to help me make my profile because I didn't realize it was a Facebook CV.
It is.
You're like a child going, help me.
Help me. I think I did post on proper Facebook going, help me. I don't know what I'm doing. But
no, I had to, quickly come up to speed. That's how they do it these days, tech-savvy people.
So, Felicity, just a quick rainbow. let's just get back on track here.
Oh, sorry, Dave.
Rainbow Families Victoria. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. So we started Rainbow Families Victoria. I was one of their co-founders with some many excellent and other wonderful family activists 10 years ago. So it's actually our 10-year anniversary in a month.
Okay.
Thank you for your birthday wishes. So we, before though, we had a little old group called Fertility Access Rights Lobby that was a working group of the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, but we really realised that fertility access rights just was not
that
snappy.
Yeah,
and
kind of illegal, wasn't it?
It was a little bit illegal at that time. But also our families were bigger and more exciting and more diverse than fertility access rights kind of covered. So we came up with Rainbow Families Council as our name. So that's who we are, and what we do is a lot of advocacy and education.
Now, I see that you can actually join Rainbow Families. I've got a furry baby, as I like to talk about quite often. Can I join?
Of course.
And get in on all the updates and emails and
we'll make sure they wear pajamas.
And all that sort of stuff. Well, she does. She's got very nice pajamas.
Absolutely. Look, we've got such a flexible, broad definition where it'd be pretty much like, if that's your family, that's your family. If there's one or more LGBTIQ gender diverse person in your family, if you're a prospective parent, a co-parent, a parent.
So if you're wanting down. So if you're a prospective parent and you're thinking, you know, you're wanting to start the journey, is this a good group that might be able to kind of give you some more information?
Yeah, it's absolutely perfect because we're kind of the group that really put together a lot of info about Rainbow Families and the law in Victoria. We do that information and advocacy. You know, we have information from early childhood to how you make ideas for an agreement between people. We're pretty on top of all the law kind of stuff, and mm-hmm. we have a lot of people doing the advocacy and representation on different levels of government. So we're not as fun as a playgroup, but a good place to start if you're just wanting to meet other people who are kind of starting that parenting journey at any point.
Well, I mean, we've become a little family here on Family Matters, and you know, Dave's now, you know, he's now out of nappies and housebroken, and he loves law, so we can come along to that as well.
Yeah,
so.
I'll be there. Why are you laughing?
No, definitely sounds funny. We'll have to bring the fur babies. So yeah, I'm just amazing some of the stuff you've been involved in.
But there's something major that happened today, and that's there's something quite big that's happened today.
What happened today, Dave?
Well, same-sex and gender-diverse couples can now apply to adopt in Victoria. Give us the lowdown, Felicity. What's it mean to everyone?
Well, it's pretty exciting for one thing. Hooray!
So we couldn't before this day. I couldn't just
as of 9 a.m. this morning. Wow. You can now apply to adopt as a same-sex couple or gender-diverse couple. It's a pretty amazing day. And to be honest, the first time I started doing advocacy around this with a whole group of people was 2002. So it's taken a while.
Now, this is for Victoria announced today. Can anywhere else in Australia?
Yes. You can adopt in New South Wales. Mm-hmm. You can start the kind of process, I think, in some levels of adoption in Tasmania. Mm-hmm. But Queensland have just announced a review and South Australia are working on a review. So there are still some states and territories that are lagging behind, which makes it a bit of a weird hodgepodge. When you're talking about road trips from our Melbourne to Canberra road trip coming up, when you travel around Australia, you kind of have different rights and responsibilities as parents or co-parents because every state is different. And that's a really big problem for our kids and our families.
It is.
So if I want to go all Brangelina and I want to start adopting, can I just go out tomorrow by myself and just put my name down on a list or go see one of the adoption agencies? I see here I've looked at the Victorian guidelines, just the fact sheet that they sort of sent out, and I know I can't do one particular faith-based organisation. That's cool. If there are others, can I go all Brangelina and make myself a nice big family?
As a couple, you absolutely can apply to adopt. If you're a single person, though, the same law still applies, which is that you have to do it under special circumstances. So that's a bit of a bummer, and we're working to change that.
Sorry, Dave.
There's a review on now.
So if Dave's looking for a partner, I know we don't need to.
We laugh about it every week.
One day
somebody will text in and actually ask.
We were talking about, we will have to cover this on another show. We were talking about dating and things like that. So we'll find Dave a man.
We will find Dave.
I think Beck's trying to get the hashtag find Dave a date trending.
Maybe next week when the parents are away. There is another thing I was reading on the fact sheet, and I don't know if I'm reading between the lines or I'm not understanding this fact sheet, but it was in relation to surrogacy and adoption. Reading this right, or it's like they've just released it today, so maybe this is the first draft of a second draft or something. We had Rodney from Gay Dads here the other week, and I feel my gay dad brothers might not be fully covered by this.
It's one of those things that is a bit, put the government in a bit of a weird situation, and they've kind of created a bit of a pickle for themselves. Mm-hmm. Because as much as we understood same-sex adoption would cover the situation for kids who are born through international surrogacy and live in Victoria, and the intention behind it seemed to be that that would be the case and that there would be by today some wonderful mechanism that we could roll out, maybe not adoption but similar, that they would have put their mind to. And we're pretty disappointed that we've come to today and it's still a bit of a hodgepodge. But on the good side, the Premier and Minister Foley and Minister Markakos have gone, okay, we see that these kind of families aren't getting covered. These kids need to be looked after, legally protected, given the rights and responsibilities. So they have put some money into some staff at the International Adoptions Victoria site of DHHS. And so if you ring them today, you should get at least an opportunity to register your interest in applying to adopt. But we do not know what the process is. So it is really, really heartbreaking for those families that we've got to today and adoption isn't going to cover them. So please be rest assured to all those families that we are working really closely with Gay Dads and advocacy groups such as the Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, and really hoping that the government will come to the table with a very good solution for those kids.
So I'm hoping this is draft one of draft two. But it is moving in the right direction. Is that we can hope this is moving in the right direction?
Yeah, I reckon. And if anyone's listening goes, actually, that sounds like it's my family that's impacted on about that, they should ring that number on the fact sheet, which is on the Rainbow Families website and the government one, and say, I really want you to tell me what the story is, collect the feedback of what the person tells you and ring up the minister or email the minister and say, this is the problem. This is one of the problems that I'm facing.
Yeah.
When are you going to sort it out? Because they kind of need to start to hear those stories. Yeah. They think they've kind of solved it, but we want it to be better.
So it's good, but we're not just there yet.
It's sort of...
Are we there yet?
We are so not there yet. Good road trip joke.
So what are the key things that the adoption law needs, like improvements? What's the key areas?
Well, the good... Can I do a good thing first?
Yes, okay, please.
Positive, yeah. Positive
first. One total positive. Yeah, I'll do a positive and then I'll go to the negatives. The positive is that if you are a gay, lesbian, queer, gender diverse couple who are permanent carers, so you've perhaps had kids on foster care and now they're on permanent care orders, if those children come up for adoption, and it's a sort of weird way to explain it, but if mm-hmm. their natural or biological parents relinquish them or the state intervenes and says, look, now they're up for adoption, now, as of today, you can actually apply to adopt those children who have been in your care. And before today, it was a complete unknown. Siblings could have been sent to other families to be adopted. No one really knew what would happen. And now we are assured that same-sex and gender-diverse couples will be able to apply to adopt the kids that they've had on permanent care. So for anyone who's fostering or in that situation, it's a massive step. And the other quick positive was step-parents. Step-parent adoption, or second-parent adoption. So if you've formed a relationship after you've had a child, because you can have kids now under the in Victoria as a single parent.
Mm. Yes.
Single lesbian queer women can go to an IVF clinic now. We changed that law too. So if they're going to change that law and let you be a parent, and we reckoned if you were then going to form another partnership
and get a date,
later down the track, that person could be a second parent and should be able to legally adopt the child. So that came into effect today too. So
I can't believe that wasn't
it's
there
amazing.
Before.
You could get kind of weird parenting orders from the family court federally, but they're just not as legally binding. Parenting orders finish at 18, whereas adoption is forever.
Now, mind you, I'm looking on here and I'm seeing transgender on here. There's no issues with transgender or anything like that either. It's all no problem.
Absolutely no problem at all. Yeah, it
just
was an amazing...
single.
Huh?
Single adoption.
Single.
Just single.
Just single.
You have to be extra special to adopt as a single person. Yeah, but we'll work on that as well. But you asked about a negative. Can I give you a negative? One quick negative.
Yes.
The faith-based organisation's exemption.
Tell us more.
That is such a problem. In Victoria, people would know that there is clauses in the Equal Opportunity Act that allows for religious exemptions. Mm-hmm. And so one of them is for delivery of services such as adoption. We were very, very rigorously saying, hey, this is your opportunity. Get rid of religious exemptions in adoption services. And it opens the door for the argument to get rid of them in all areas that are now exempt under the EO Act. Mm-hmm. But we failed and we're going to fight on. But it does mean that as of today, every faith-based organisation like Anglicare and Uniting Care who do adoption permanent care services, bar one, said, but we don't have to enact that part of the exemption. We're just going to do it.
But that's really good.
So it's fantastic, except for Catholic care.
Okay.
So do not bother going to Catholic care because they
have chosen. They have chosen.
Yeah. Well, I knew the Rainbow family had a bit of a spring at step today. So
yes, they did.
Yeah, let's continue on. You're listening. We've got Felicity Marlowe in the studio and we'll have a bit more after this.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. You are listening to Family Matters. My name is Michelle, joined by my co-host Gina and Uncle Dave.
Uncle Dave, yeah.
Well, you are joined by our guest tonight, Felicity Marlowe. If you do want to SMS us and ask any questions or give a comment or date Dave, you can SMS us at 0427-JOY949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. Now, Felicity, we were talking first about the adoptions. Now, I hear you going on a road trip.
We are. It's 6.5 hours.
Oh, God.
That's how long it's
going
to take.
Now, who's all going?
Well, there's a whole bunch of us leaving from Melbourne, and we are heading up to Parliament House in Canberra. We are meeting probably another dozen families from New South Wales and Canberra as well. Mm-hmm. And we are all going to say one very simple message to those people who hang out in Parliament House occasionally, get paid a lot of money to do so. All those, the elected representatives.
Yes. Those ones.
yes, for whom we entrust our vote. They are going to hear from us a very simple message, which is that for our kids' sake, please, no plebiscite. And that is all we are saying. The campaign will be disastrous. It'll harm our kids. It'll impact on their mental health and well-being. And as parents and families, we do not want a plebiscite.
Yeah.
I was talking to a few friends, I said co-workers as well, about the plebiscite. And there's actually quite a few people who are experiencing anxiety and stress over this and watching intently at what's going to happen. I mean, I'd rather nothing happen for like another couple of years than go through this.
I have friends that are always saying to me, oh, but you've been together for so long. And it's like, yeah, I've been together 19 years, but I can wait another 19 more for my Vera Wang dinner set if it means people won't hear some of the awful vitriol that's been coming out. And I'm more worried about the younger people coming out, because I had a young person who's just entered high school who has not seen some of the stuff, and people sound louder on Twitter space and Facebook saying to me, does everyone hate us? And I'm like, no. No, they just got a louder, sillier platform, but no, they don't hate us. And it was all stemming from the start of the plebiscite debate.
Well, one thing that got me, I saw on Facebook today, was there was this meme and it showed these couples and they said, oh, you know, how sad is it that, you know, couples who were found on a reality TV show are the ones actually going to be voting on. There's this elderly gentleman who were holding hands and saying, you know, they're the ones making a decision on these two guys who've been together for decades and just want to be married before they pass on. And I'm like, such a point.
Mm. Yeah, it's really poignant. And the thing about there's this false debate, I think, that's happening about the whole, it's a plebiscite or you'll have to wait for years. And I just think that the wait for years thing, everything's up in the air. I mean, it's just up in the air. You can't ever say government's going to totally not do anything for a whole year. And they've got a one seat majority, but I won't go into that. And look at what happened today. It was a fiasco. So yeah, anything can happen. So I think it's a false debate. I think the debate needs to be really squarely on the issue that a plebiscite is ridiculous. I don't want to have to take my kids to school, to soccer, to basketball, myself to work, on the tram, looking around, thinking every parent, co-parent here, every workmate, every teacher at school is having an opinion about whether they approve about whether my partner and I can marry. And I just cannot stomach that that's going to happen. It's awful.
And that's the thing. It's, you see some of these couples, these same-sex couples that have been together for decades. I mean, look at you, Gina. You and your couple. You were in your relationship.
Me and my couple.
You and your couple.
Wow, what's happening there, Gina?
Well, don't tell.
But you've 19 years.
Yes.
They're saying that the statistics out of the States is that 40% of marriages are ending in divorce because they're sticking to the ideal of 2.5 picket fence. The reality is that's not the reality anymore. I mean, we got our island neighbors who've approved this. We've got Ireland, of all places, are much more religious. We got the U.S. who, oh, my people, they have their moments.
Uncle
but
Sam.
They've passed this around as well, too. I mean, we're behind the ball here.
We are kind of preaching to the converted, I know, our audience. But with your road trip, how many families have you got signed up at the moment?
So I've got about 15 families signed up, which will sort of calculate out to be about 18 kids from
Wait, can I ask,
6 months
have you got
to
like
12.
A Priscilla, Queen of the Buzzer.
I so wish. Bus. And I bet if we could get that organised, people would be signing up in their droves. But no, we'll be going in our 7-seater van and painfully slowly.
If you could get the bus, Hume. I would ride on top.
Yeah,
heels.
Totally.
Oh, my goodness.
If anyone out there would like to sponsor a 48-seater Priscilla bus,
so you're not
rainbow
flying,
colors.
Not flying. This is really a road trip.
This is totally a road trip. Getting in those family wagons and heading down the Hume or whatever road you take from Sydney. Wow. And we are pulling up outside Parliament House. We've got our rainbow flags. We've got our placards. We're going to do an action and we're going inside and we're going to tell them what we think. And we won't be doing the talking as grown-ups. Our kids are doing the talking.
Wow.
Okay. Well, if they're doing that, you need to make sure you got a good handful of iPod chargers and backup batteries in the vehicles on the way.
Oh, my God.
No, we're going to, like, you know, name that bird as we drive past. It'll be Nature I Spy. Come on.
So the plan is to get into Parliament House and talk to parliamentarians themselves, get into their offices and explain.
Absolutely. So we've been working furiously, writing to everybody, making calls. We've got a number of new senators and MPs that are willing to meet us and listen to our kids' stories.
Great.
We think our kids have a bit of a unique voice and some of those people haven't been in politics very long. So maybe they haven't heard about our rainbow family's point of view. We're really trying hard to get some of the older, more dyed-in-the-wool pollies that have been around the block a while and are probably pretty au fait with the whole marriage debate to listen to our stories and say, look, marriage is equality. We're all for it, but the plebiscite is the wrong way. And so, we think they need to hear from our kids.
You'd have to enter into the liberal change rooms and go to the far right, and that's where you're talking about.
We will speak to anybody. And,
you're inviting other families as well to join you on this road trip.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. People can contact us through our Rainbow Families website or on Gmail, or they can tweet me directly and ask about how they can get involved. Mm. The more, the merrier. And we've got a few little communiques and we're doing media tips and a bit of training and a few get-togethers before we go. But we're going pretty soon, so you have to get your skates on.
Wow. I'm looking forward to following the Twitter sphere on your corner there when you go.
Oh,
now, when are you going up?
So we're going in the next sitting week, which is in a week and a half. So the day that we're spending our whole day in Parliament House, I think our first appointment is at 9 a.m, is Tuesday the 13th of September.
And what's the age range of the kids that are coming up with you?
So there's a 6-month-old and it goes all the way up to about 12 or 13.
Oh, awesome. I'm actually really interested to see what the 6-month-old's got to say.
They might just
question
sort of,
time. I'll be watching ABC Question Time that week. Oh, we know that kid.
Oh, we're totally making it educational. I'm going to contact the Parliamentary Education Office and say, we've got a few kids, could you give us a little, you know, a
this
little lesson
fantastic
on democracy? Oh. So we'll go to Question Time if we can do it. But I don't know if you've ever been to Question Time, but it's a lot of screaming and our kids will be like, what are they doing?
We don't want the kids to learn some bad language.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it all kind of like this actually might, they might have to stay out of the room just for that part.
I don't know. I'm sure the kids probably could teach them a few things.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Now, it's actually a really perfect time to go into our song here, Gina. It's a song about marriage equality, same
is
love.
It?
I love this song. It's fantastic.
I guess it's makes my age again.
I saw a beautiful version where there was a girl doing sign language to it. Oh, it was beautiful.
Oh,
this is really nice.
Oh, this is really
We'll just have a quiet week.
You are listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
Yes, it is. It's Gina, Mish and David in the studio with our lovely guest, Felicity Marlowe from Rainbows Families Victoria. Rainbows, sorry, I'm doing two plurals there. Rainbow.
Double rainbow.
Victoria. Now, we've talked about adoption. We've talked about the plebiscite.
The road trip. But you guys actually have something really cool that's coming up.
Yes, just to keep us busy because we wouldn't want to have a weekend off or anything.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yes, it does involve magic. It involves the most amazing magician, Kath Jamison, who is a treasure. And she is coming to our annual general meeting, which is very exciting.
Oh.
I've been involved in so many sporting clubs. Finally an AGM that sounds exciting.
For your 10th birthday party.
Exactly. So it's on Sunday the 11th of September, so it doesn't coincide with Father's Day. And it is a celebration, I guess, of Rainbow Families and what we've done in the last 10 years. It's a bit of information. It's our little, you know, the annual general meeting stuff you have to do. We do your reports and you vote on everything and you go, hooray. And then we're going to have a magic show.
Awesome.
And probably some very rainbowy sort of cupcakey things full of sugar for children.
And hopefully the magician can make some of those bad agenda working items go away. You know, when you want to leave a meeting and you've always got a ton of stuff to do after the meeting. You know.
See, Uncle Dave, this is the perfect thing to bring niece, nephew.
Cooper and Jet, my two nephews.
Your two nephews. Bring them in, fill them with sugar, shake them up and send them home.
Yeah, exactly. To the parents. Good luck to you.
May the force be with you.
Actually, I do that all the time.
Totally. That's the favorite uncle kind of thing, isn't it?
But the guilty look
that
in your face.
I know.
It is. I love that the kids, like, so the kids can even, so you're keeping the kids busy, really, while
it's the only way to do it. We have to do the kind of grown-up business end of the thing, but we'll all watch the magic show together. And then while we're doing some of that more talking about the bits and bobs of what is the council and voting on things, we will also have the kids doing magic wands and learning some tricks at the other end of the hall. So it's pretty fun.
I want to go.
Look, family day.
You can make a magic wand.
Exactly. Yeah. Check the stuff out.
And I'm not excited at all.
Malcolm Turnbull, disappear. No, I shouldn't say that.
That's a bit mean. Mama J.
Well, all you need to do is pull a rabbit out of the hat when you get gay marriage.
Yeah. Oh, well, we do have a magician on site, so we can easily do that. Yep. Now, do you have to be a member to actually come to the AGM?
You do not have to be a member, but of course it always helps if you are.
And it's super cheap for an individual, David.
Yeah. Can I borrow $10 off you?
Yeah, of course you can. I'll spot you 10.
How much is it to sign up?
Yep, $10.
Oh, $10. Is that scripted?
No. And $20 for a family of any shape or size.
So super cheap.
But if you're a current, new, and renewing member, you will go into a draw to win fabulous prizes drawn on the day.
I know. We're pulling out all stops to get you there. Prizes, cupcakes, magicians, magic wands.
Magic wands. Yeah.
We talked about road trips before, and it's still on my mind at the moment. Is there any essentials for your road trip? Is there? What's the key ingredients?
For Nergan?
Any games? What are you packing in?
No, that can have the opposite effect. Warning to parents out there, it can have the opposite effect.
Oh, look, sadly, we just bought a new car used and the cigarette lighter charger does not work. So that is an essential. Yes. You've just reminded me, must fix that up so we can charge the iPad.
It's actually really simple, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, I had to get mine fixed. I don't know. You have to just get some more electrician and they just do the job, but it's very quickly.
I thought I'd take it to someone with a bit of professional expertise in the area, but I must do that. Thank you. Good reminding.
There you go.
If you mentioned that. Sorry, kids.
I know.
We don't have
six
a charger.
And a half hours.
Dun, dun, dun.
Converse. Talk to each other.
Maybe we'll make up some chants. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Plebiscites have got to go.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Do you like that one?
Yeah. Come on, kids. Count the dead kangaroos.
1, 2.
Don't. They'll cry.
12.
Can you even play Punch Buggy anymore? Back in my day, we could do Punch Buggy.
We bought a 7-seater car because we used to have a Turaga, which was great for 3 kids.
Yep.
But we had to find a 7-seater because we need to spread them out.
Are you a sucker mum?
Soccer mom. Speak to our guests like that.
One thing I haven't put on my LinkedIn profile, thanks Michelle, is that I'm actually the coach of the under 11s.
It's actually amazing. That would have sold me. I would have hired you from that.
Yeah, totally. I do not know any rule, but I make up for all of my lack of knowledge with a lot of enthusiasm.
Okay. So you're not going to be explaining the offside rule to us here?
Absolutely no idea what that means.
I'm the sporting guru, according to you're
the reason why Joy has become so butch, as Adrian likes to call it, because of all your sport prowess. Well, if the kids want to play football, David has also offered.
Yes, I will do that.
To teach them how to play.
We took them to the Pride game, actually. That was their first football match ever.
Actually, there was a whole group of you from the council that
were at
the Pride
game. Yeah, we did.
Game.
We got excellent seats, thanks, in Kilda Football Club. It was very fun.
I was
gonna say, good
it was
hot
great
chips.
If you weren't actually barracking for St Kilda on that one. But
yeah, we were.
But thanks for the tickets. And they were right behind the goals, weren't they?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really good. But look, a bit like what it's going to be going on the road trip, the hot chips and donuts were the best thing of the day. So, because they're still a bit like, yeah, football. They're just hitting each other. Why do they do that? Why does everyone yell? Why are they swearing? We're like, it's sort of socially sanctioned. It's okay. So it was hard to explain. But yeah.
They're allowed to do it, not you.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's the thing. When I've taken, and that's why I was excited about the Pride game, even though I don't like footy, because I'm very active aunt and my nephew, when I had to take him to a game, I could hear the language that was going on around us, and I kind of looked at him and he was kind of like, I can hear those bad words, and I'm like, you're never to repeat those words ever, especially in front of your grandmother. I don't, your mum will be fine, but not in front of your old Greek grandmother, who's an absolute sweetheart.
Oh, auntie Gina.
Yeah,
so lovely.
Every parent has done that, Gina.
Have they?
Yes.
Good.
My ex yelled the F word at people going down the street, and she goes, no, I said fluff, fluff, fluff. You don't say that in front of your grandmother. Fluff, fluff, fluff. So, yeah, it's an ongoing thing.
Okay. Look, Felicity, I think we're all extremely thankful that you came in tonight. It's been an incredibly busy day with all the stuff that you've, because you've been part a lot of the discussions with the adoption law that's gone through. You've had a crazy day and you've still come out to the studio to see us and talk about all this stuff. So
it was such a pleasure to be here. It's a great show, so thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And we are I'm hoping you'll come back post road trip.
How about we bring the kids in and they can tell you what they said?
Yes, let's do that.
And then we will take the slideshow video you're putting together and we will post it on Family Matters Facebook page.
Because we need some kids in the studio because I need to share my One Direction love with these younger people. And no offense to you two, Gina and Michelle, but... You know, Blondie, really?
Okay. We might just go. Felicity.
Felicity can talk about Tay Tay with Dave and all that while we take a step break here for a second.
Felicity, thank you again. And we want to keep people updated. And if there is a crowdfunding campaign, let us know. We'll put it on our Facebook page so we can share it with our listeners. Keep us informed so we can keep the audience informed.
I absolutely will.
Road trip. And we'd love some photos on the way.
There'll be photos.
Road trip stops. All that sort of stuff. No bomber bags.
We'll see how we go. Thanks so much.
You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Now, last 55 and so minutes or something, I've got a question, Gina. It's for you.
Yeah, mate.
What is a Vera Wang dinner set?
Oh.
Seriously.
It's something I'm deprived of and I have bought lots of for the other weddings I have gone to.
Is it a generational gap again?
Generational, cultural, everything. I'm with you on that, Gina.
I'm Greek. I go to weddings where there's like between 100 to 500 guests at a wedding, and I've been to lots of them.
When this goes through, Gina, I'll make sure to get you a Vera Wang.
I just want one of those guns that I can go into one of those department stores and say, I want that, I want that, I want that, I want that. And actually,
I get a toaster.
I get a toaster. You all get a toaster. And you know what? I'd then donate all of that stuff because I don't actually want to get married. I didn't need it. 19 years. I don't need it to going forward. It's for me. But I want to be able to say it's because I choose not to get married. Exactly. That's my point.
I still want a Vera Wang.
But I do want a diamond. I've never said no to a diamond. 19 years. Do you see any rings on these fingers? I'm going to have to Beyonce that
look,
song.
Captain Kirk, you don't exactly come across as diamond girl.
Hey, every girl likes a little bling. But I don't need a plebiscite to get my bling on. Absolutely not.
Well, you have reached the end of tonight's show. If you did miss it, you can get us on joy.org.au/family matters. If during the week, if you do want to reach out to us, you can get us on familymatters@joy.org.au or follow us on Twitter, familymatters94. Also, our podcasts are now up to date thanks to lovely Gina. Almost up to date.
Almost.
Now, are they on iTunes yet?
If you go onto our website, on the Joy Family Matters website, you can click a link that adds it to that.
There's a link now. iTunes podcast. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So that's all rolling along, being a new show. Those are the fun things. Now, if you want more information about the Rainbow Families, you can RSVP for the AGM and the 10th birthday party. That's the info@rainbowfamilies.org.au, or you can go to www.rainbowfamilies.org.au.
And we'll put that information on our Facebook page and Twitter and all that sort of stuff.
I'll be too busy Googling a Vera Wang dinner set. I'm sorry.
You can buy it for me and just put it aside.
I'm still confused.
But look, up next, we've had a great show. We've been very thankful for Felicity coming in. What's been an absolutely crazy, busy, exciting and almost there kind of day.
Good luck on the road trip.
Oh my God, I'm really nervous for them.
I am too. I've been with my kids when they haven't had power sources. So may the force be with you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.